Even when someone is a vampire, it's hard for him to live without money. From spending on life, only shopping at the grocery store is dropped, while others are even higher than before. You can steal, of course, but what if the undead is hopelessly honest by nature? It's best to find a job. And settle somewhere where the cost of everyday living will be relatively low for someone who pays in dollars. The Polish Highlander Janek Sakszewski, called by everyone Gladiator, joins the four friends known from previous volumes, Never, Fronda, Gerard and Augie. Together, they provide detective services for the undead, and sometimes also for people. Despite this, they constantly have financial problems, and the problems they are constantly getting into are getting more serious. After all, the vampire hunters will not cease their activities. Part 1, African Magic. In Africa, a passionate naturalist from the local, rather small, undead subculture disappears without a trace. His sister asks for help, and their elderly relative offers good payment. Therefore, friends set off to the Black Land, where they will have to face the heat, the natives, the local mafia and something they did not expect at all. Part 2, On Wolf's Trail. Augie unexpectedly leaves the harmonious group. Knowing that the werewolf is in a bad mental state, for men are looking for her all over the world. They finally decide to seek the advice of a very old and very unbalanced vampire, nicknamed Segovia, known as the Seer. They gain nothing, but they meet his partner who acquires key information for them and decides to accompany them. Together they come across an old friend who asks them for a favor. Part 3, Secrets of the Underground. Returning to Poland, friends decide to relax at least for a bit. Unfortunately, this is not given to them. First, they must discover what causes disturbing vibrations under the capital's surface, very irritating to the nerves of Polish vampires. Immediately afterwards, they get another offer.